Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show stand-up comedian Joe List. He's one of my favorites, and he's here to talk about something that will begin tonight that he's going to co-host with our friend Mark Norman, who was on the show yesterday. It is the Coast to Coast Roast, and it's going to be 48 comedians in 24 markets, and this is all coming from the Helium Comedy Club. We'll get to that in a second. But, Joe, first I have to admit to you, huge Tuesday and Gatreon member. I feel like I already know all about you.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, thank you. First of all, if you're on the Patreon, you're the only income I have and my wife has. So God bless you.
I appreciate it.
By the way, how much is Doug from Everett really still just you?
You know, someone pointed that out, and I was like, oh, that's a really funny comment. Somebody was like, this sounds a little bit like you when you were drinking. And I was like, that's really funny. And then I sat with it for a minute, and I was like, oh, that is me. there's a great moment in the movie Comedian, the Jerry Seinfeld documentary, which is on Netflix currently. If anyone's bored, you are.
Yep.
And he talks about going to Long Island, and he said, it's everything you try so hard not to be, just staring right back at you. You know deep down you still are. And that's how I feel about these Boston maniacs.
I remember talking to Jared Fried, and I was talking about all the great comedians that come out of Boston, and I mentioned you, and he goes, oh, Joe List made the list. That's cool. I'm like, is that a pejorative or something?
Oh, I appreciate that. I don't like the surprise tone in his voice, but I'm glad I made the list.
Well, that's one thing. It's good to finally have the show, not just because I've listened to you so much on your pods, but if you come to the punchline, which I know you were supposed to do in about a month, you're going to come do my show. And I've had all your friends, Phil, Sam, Big J, Ari, Soder, Bobby Kelly, Chris D, Ryan Hamilton, they've all come in. Mark's been in studio with me four times. And the closest you ever got was, I think, Rooster Teeth Feathers down in Sunnyvale. We finally got you up here, and now I guess it's canceled, or is it pushed back?
I've had so many cancellations and reschedules that I can't even keep track of them anymore. I just assume that one has been postponed, but I can't even remember if I've gotten an email, or maybe they're holding out hope. I'm not sure. But it's a bummer, because I was supposed to be in Seattle right before then, and I was going to go straight to San Francisco, and my wife was coming, and I've never actually worked in San Francisco in my entire career. So I'm looking forward to it. So I assume that it's canceled or postponed, but yeah, hopefully someday I'll have a job again. I don't know. I love the city. I'm bummed about it.
Yeah, no, I know you. And by the way, Joe's wife is Sarah Tolomash, who's a hysterical comedian in her own right. That the video she did, I don't know, it was a month or two ago, where she was putting on lipstick with the French fry. That one, you can tell her, that one had me laughing for a few days there, Joe.
Oh, I will tell her for sure. That will raise her spirits for a couple of seconds, and then we'll dive back into the abyss. But
back into the box of Antoine's cookies, huh?
Yes, exactly. Have you had those? They're local to you.
I know. I'm on a diet. I picked either. I think now I figured that was the wrong time. Now I think it's the right time for a diet, because I might as well just do a complete cleanse at this point, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I've gained about 1,100 pounds. Like, I'm a fat person now, and I'm like such a skinny, lanky guy that it's all belly. So I just look like, I have all the worst qualities of being thin and the worst qualities of being fat at the same time. Just a doughy, just garbage. My stomach just sticks out. But what can you do? I was up to two cinnamon rolls a day, and I'm back down to one. It's a problem.
Well, how's the silent re with all that?
Not good. Not good. Yeah, I have a silent reflux issue that's getting worse. Because we've been doing pizza Fridays, which is like the worst thing you can do is like just garbage pizza and like red sauce. And plus, I'm doing all these podcasts, and my voice is getting worn out. But it's fun, you know. We got nothing to live for anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Speaking with Joe List, and we'll get a little bit more into the Coast to Coast Roast through Helium here in a second. But speaking of Netflix, I was watching the Daryl Hammond little documentary, and I saw you bring him up at Caroline's there as a nice intro. I go, hey, there's Joe List. And then we find out about terrible child abuse that he went through and ended up cutting himself. And I just wonder how much was the go-kart incident, like, does that play? Because people who don't know, Joe won this go-kart as a kid. He got his picture in the paper, and then his parents traded it away to go on a trip. How much does that still affect you to this day, do you think?
You know what's crazy about that is it was kind of like a suppressed memory. And I don't want to compare this to people who have been physically abused, but yeah. Then I'm going, mm-hmm. I'm about to. it was like a strangely suppressed memory. And my wife and I were on the Impractical Jokers cruise, and we went to the Bahamas. And it just slowly came back into my head. And I was telling it as a funny story. It's like a thing that comedians will do sometimes where I'm like, oh, man, did I ever tell you I won this go-kart? And it was like the happiest I've ever been. They put my name in the paper, and then my parents traded it for a trip to the Bahamas that I wasn't invited on. And I looked up thinking I was going to be killing, and my wife was sobbing. And then I was like, oh, she's sensitive. She loves me. I told it at a dinner table. And Ron Bennington, radio legend, mm-hmm. his wife was crying. He was dying laughing, but his wife was like wiping tears away, like it was, you know, the end of Forrest Gump or something. And I realized, I'm like, oh, maybe this is kind of devastating.
And this also leads into your other podcast. You mentioned Tuesdays with Stories that you do with Mark Norman, which is obviously my favorite, but you just started this up a few months ago. Folks, check it out. It's called Mindful Metal Jacket, and it's about anxiety and such things. And I drove down to Phoenix from the Bay Area to cover the A's and the Giants, and they canceled spring training right when I got there. But on the way down, on the way back, I think I listened to all of them. And that's usually not my bag, but since I like you, I listened to it. And I really like the one with Chris Allen. That one was a good one. But what kind of responses have you been getting to that?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for mentioning it and listening to it, because I think there's like 30 people listening to it. But it's been really good, like overly positive. Like I get these emails and some of the reviews, and they're so like kind and touching. And I like screenshot them because I'm like, I'll look at this someday. And one of my mental issues I have is, like, connecting to feelings. So I read stuff, and on an intellectual level, I'm like, that's really nice. But on an emotional level, I'm like, ah, that guy's probably an idiot, though. So it should be more touching to me. I understand that it's really kind. But, yeah, so far it's been all positive reviews at this point, and no one's written, like, this guy stinks and he's an idiot, which usually happens in at some point. But that's also lets me know that it's not that popular because no one's written you suck yet. And that's when you know you're starting to gain some ground, when somebody hates you.
Well, for people who don't know, Joe has been sober for a while now. You're a liberal guy. You're very I know you go back and forth about the definition of empathetic and sympathetic, but you know, that's something that's kind of – you're very open with everything, and I mean everything. You tell us all that stuff. Have you always been like that?
Yeah. Thank you. But, yeah, I've always – even since I think I was a kid, is like when I am thinking something, I just say it to somebody. I can't not talk about it, which is sometimes annoying with, like, my wife is like, no, I know. Your foot hurts. I get it. But I'm like – all of my thoughts I end up saying to somebody. And so when I'm on a podcast, I just start talking about, you know, feelings or thoughts, and then I end up probably sharing too much. Like sometimes I'll do an interview and someone's like, what's something nobody knows about you? And I'm like, nothing. I've said all the things. Everybody knows my feelings on everything. So I guess I've always been like that. I guess it's like just a longing for connection, so I'll just tell strangers my feelings, if that makes sense. I'm a sad person.
Well, the other thing on the Patreon with Sarah, you do foreign film blanks. We can't say that word in San Francisco, but I do like it. I have sent you a couple of recommendations, but I no offense, I can't see Stranger by the Lake if it really is like you described it.
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's pretty graphic. It's a tremendous movie, but it is not for the faint of heart. It is one of the more graphic sexual movies I've ever seen. I mean, like, I don't know if they would be allowed to release it in American theaters. It's pornographic, but it's a phenomenal plot. It's great writing and acting, and it's pretty awesome.
All right, let's talk about what Helium's got going on, and Mark Grossman there in Philly. You guys always rave about what a great comedy club that is. The Coast to Coast Roast. You and Mark are going to judge, and it's going to begin tonight. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I think it's like 48 comics, 24 cities, and I think the general idea was there's no sports to watch and there's no comedy clubs open, so they put together like a competitive tournament. And these comedians, there's two comedians assigned to each city, comics from that city, obviously, and they go back and forth and roast the city. I assume they'll do some roasting of the comics as well. And Mark and I are just the hosts. We don't judge, and we're not roasting. I mean, we'll end up roasting them because that's fun, and it's a roast. But so we're the hosts, and we kind of keep the whole thing moving. But I'm really looking forward to it. Like, Mark and I were just talking on the Patreon, actually, just a minute before this. And we have that thing. I think a lot of people have this thing where you have an obligation. You're like, I don't want to do that. It's not. We got to do two shows a night. And today I was out for a run, and I was actually like, I can't wait to do this. I'm excited about the jokes. A lot of my buddies are the comics competing, and there are a lot of great comics. And I'm fascinated with cities. I've been to all the cities. So it's going to really be fun. And then they're taking a bunch of the proceeds and giving them to a mental health, I don't know exactly which cause or organization, but it's going to benefit mental health. And it will benefit you by, you'll laugh, I think. The nice thing about a roast is the jokes are either hilarious, and if they're not, everyone trashes that person for bombing. So it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, it's always fun to see roasts like that. That's Joe List over there in Astoria in Queens. And, Joe, every December I go to New York. I go to the Cellar in Gotham and the Strip and all that. Hopefully our schedules collide. I'd love to see you at the Cellar. And would love to see you out here. I hope you're still coming out in June, man.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I don't know when it will be, but I trust that they'll continue to have me even if it gets postponed. And I can't wait. I love the city. And it's like one of those towns, like I said, I've never got to work. So I'm looking forward to it whenever it happens.
Great stuff. Remember, Coast to Coast Roast through Helium. That is tonight. Check it out. Joe, hey, man, it's great finally to get to talk to you. Congratulations, everything. And as you can tell, I'm a big fan of yours.
No, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And, yeah, it was really enjoyable. This is the best radio I've done so far. So thank you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.